When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Forever Dog.
Sometimes a school is incredible and you can't quite explain it, so you try is Hampton High. Hello, you're listening to Hampton High, the podcast that asks the question, what about WTF with Mark Maron, but for my school? I'm your host, Hampton McKelvey. I'm a junior. I talk to Rockville Prep's most interesting students, staff, and all the above. Rockville Prep, go Skunks. Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening. Things have been pretty emotional for me recently, so I wanted to do an episode that was, like, fun for the whole family, for sure. And usually, up top, I try to, like, talk a bit about stuff that's going on in school and give you my take, but I decided not to this time because we have a guest who can talk more about what's going on with more insight and depth than I ever could. So I'm just going to jump right into it. We have the editor-in-chief of the Rockville Record. We got Keith Basilico right here. So I'm just going to introduce you right now. Keith, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I mean, I love to be editor-in-chief of the Rockville Record, and I think it's huge and important. You know, to see, when I got in chief as a junior and was the first gay man to get in chief as a junior, I wanted to change the paper and I wanted to make the Rockville Record something that people actually read for once. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny the kind of friction there's been from like Miss Muncie, the faculty supervisor.
Yes.
It's been so hard to like actually print like good stories like people actually want to read.
Yeah, I mean, Miss Muncie has been historically like, the editor-in-chief is Miss Muncie. Do you know what I mean? It has been the rumors around that, like, you know, whoever gets that spot, they're still doing whatever Miss Muncie wants.
A lot of my predecessors have been total figureheads. And when I came in, I was like, that's not going to be me. I've worked too hard. And so it's been a battle, but I'm so glad to be here because I have so much to tell.
Yeah, I think you've made a lot of incremental, like, changes, but it still is a sort of Rockville Record that we know. So, like, the reason...
Yeah, we kept the Sudoku, the seasonal Sudoku, because that's been a staple. And I love that since I was in, like, truly, like, a sophomore year, I've loved the Sudoku.
And I should thank you for letting me guest write movie reviews.
Yeah, no, they've been so great. I absolutely adored your review of Teaching Mrs. Tingle, the 1999 Katie Holmes vehicle.
Yeah, we go back in time.
Yeah, you know, and I loved that. I was like, yeah, no one's doing this.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I can be RD too. But so the reason that you're here basically is that, like, if I can say this for you, you know, there is the last issue came out. It was a great issue, but there was a bunch of stuff that you said didn't get in the issue that you want out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it ended up being kind of like a circle jerk about the spring musical, when there's so much else going on at this school that needs to be talked about, that needs to be discussed, that needs to be known, and there's stories that I have to tell, that my staff has to tell, and they were just taken out, kind of unceremoniously so, and that was upsetting for sure.
I appreciate that, and I think that's one reason why I have this pod, is so people, there can be more media about this amazing place. So I just let's go into it. Like, give me the stories that you think Rockville Prep needs to know about.
Totally. So these are some of the headlines I was juggling with last week that ended up not making the paper. Sarah Jacobs isn't really bi. Josie's mom has a tramp stamp. Ben and Kate Quinn aren't really twins. They're triplets, but the third one died. And if you're triplets and one dies, that doesn't make you twins then. Like, you're still triplets, but one's, like, dead. Ms. Bergen was one of the Deal or No Deal briefcase girls before she became a teacher, like, for real, like, she was. Jen Kiss tried out for American Idol Kids, and her dad paid for her to make, like, this really bad music video, and it's, like, so bad. Tyler's dad's in jail. Cody doesn't really have gonorrhea. He has jock itch. Samantha Weber used to live in Canada before she transferred here, and she, like, still keeps in touch with her Canada friends, and her cousin, who was, like, at her pool party, was actually her BFF from Canada, who visited her for, like, 10 days over the summer. Carly Moss went to a bonfire with the Frederick kids and had a three-way in the woods with two Frederick guys, and now she, like, keeps texting them. Mandy the Freak drinks goat's blood and has a 42-year-old boyfriend from the haunted house that she works at, and he, like, has a daughter. Trista's dad made bad investments and lost, like, all of Brittany's dad's money and also all his other clients, and that's why he killed himself sophomore year. Kelly and Callie are half-sisters, but they don't know it. Jane isn't rich and works at Pizza Hut in Frederick, and she just pretends to be rich, and, like, all of her bags are fake. Like, every single one of her bags, like, isn't real. Lisa Julian's older sister is actually her mom, who had her when she was, like, really young, and her parents are actually her grandparents, and she doesn't even know, and her biological father, like, killed, like, six people, and there's, like, a restraining order against him, and she doesn't even know it. Tally isn't really Jewish, and her bat mitzvah was just a fancy birthday party. Todd loves theater secretly and, like, tried to do the spring musical, and he was really good at his audition, but then Coach Ted got wind of it and, like, made him keep doing being quarterback instead because we have no chance of going to stay without him. Jen has 18 pets, and one of them is a baby tiger. It's, like, so weird. Principal Brown is family friends with Clay Aiken, weirdly, and he knew him since he was a baby. Brian is an Eagle Scout. The whole student council is in a coven based in Frederick, and also they have a pregnancy pact. Oh my god, all the freshman girls on volleyball have a pregnancy pact. Colleen and Carmella have a pregnancy pact. Robbie Saunders didn't know what a clitoris was at MJ's party. Lewis is bisexual. MJ is moving to Boston at the end of the year because her dad got, like, a good job there. Brittany hates Ashley. Bree Ferguson gave Shane Trombino head in a McDonald's parking lot while he ate a McFlurry, and she was, like, really bad at it. Megan Thompson tells her mom everything. Tom Pollard's mom is an alcoholic and is bipolar, and he has to take care of her and, like, give her her medicine.
Wait. Brian is an Eagle Scout?
Yes.
Okay, that is, like, not how he presents himself whatsoever.
He literally, like, goes on the camping trips. He, like, gets merit badges. He's, like, fully an Eagle Scout.
And like, can you bring, like, the hairspray he needs to get his hair like that? Like, outside in the woods, you mean?
You know, exactly. Like, isn't that flammable or something? No, he goes, he's, like, so into boy. He, like, built, you know, those benches by the library?
Yeah.
He literally built those for his Eagle Scout project.
No
and
way.
I saw him doing it. Yeah. And then he, like, had his ceremony, like, got Eagle Scout, and, like, his grandma went and was, like, everyone was, like, so happy because his dad was a Boy Scout, and, like, his uncles were all Boy Scouts, and it's, like, a huge family thing for him.
That's so funny because I feel like those benches are, like, the one places he hasn't put an anarchy tag. Do you know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
And so I'm just like, why? Because I remember one time someone was like, oh, you should, like, you know, are you going to tag this? And he was like, no.
Yeah.
And we're like, why not?
Yeah, he built them for his Eagle Scout project.
Wow.
Which is so crazy.
This is,
he's so, like, nihilistic, typically.
Yeah, and, like, he sort of has this, like, you know, he hates sports, you know, and he hates, like, you know, he's always giving people, like, a sort of cold shoulders and stuff. But, like, Eagle Scout is, like, a very earnest thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't do that and, like, be too cool. You know
what
I mean?
Like, you're not brooding, like, you, like, are an Eagle Scout, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I just, like, feel like people need to know that because, like, I mean, it's news. Like, face it, it's news, and that's my job at the Rockville Record.
There is a lot here that I just, like, want to talk to you about, you know, like, ask how you got the story, if you know any more. So, like, Keith, you know, number one, Jen Kiss, she, this video you talked about.
Yeah.
So she was on American Idol.
She, like, tried out, and it was, like, a really bad trial, but it wasn't, like, so bad that she got on TV. Like, it wasn't, okay, like, oh, like, this is so bad that you're on TV, but it was, like, almost that bad. Like, they almost were going to put it on because it was so bad, but then it was, like, not interesting enough. Like, it wasn't so bad, so it didn't, like, make the cut, but she, like, auditioned and was really bad, but her parents, like, spoil her really bad, and, like, they always tell her she's so good at singing. That's why she sang Eternal Flame at the talent show.
Oh.
And so her dad, like, fully produced this whole music video for her. And she's wearing, like, these, like, low-cut jeans. And it's, like...
So you've seen this video?
I've seen the video, yeah.
Can we... It'd be mean-spirited, but I want to see it.
I will absolutely show you the video.
Okay.
Because, like, I think that you should see it.
Okay.
Because, like...
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. McKissick helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
Because, like, you can't, like, cover something up like that.
Yeah.
It's, like, so dishonest. And, like, I hate dishonesty.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, my one goal for, like, my class, like, the juniors, like, our class, is just, like, to be, like, the realist class.
For sure.
You know
for
what
sure.
I mean?
I totally think we have the potential to bring, like, because we have more people who care than ever before. We have more, like, leadership people. Like, you, me,
right.
Like, so many other people.
Like, just, like, pillars of the community.
Exactly.
And, like, how cool it'd be if, like, on graduation day, we, like, can look around and be like, wow, like, no one fake is graduating with us.
Exactly.
So that's why I want to, like, kind of show you her video. It's so funny.
That's
like
so funny.
It's like Ashley Simpson-ish.
It's oh,
so, yeah,
God.
It's so funny.
There's like nothing more embarrassing than someone singing.
And
do you
like,
know what I mean?
Totally. And it's
like someone singing badly. Someone singing good is like awesome.
Yeah, that can be like
more
very,
power to you.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
But someone like, singing bad is
yeah.
like bad.
And like her dance moves were so funny.
Oh,
like,
she danced.
They were just so stupid.
That's so funny.
Yeah, but I mean like if you're gonna do that, you have to put yourself out there. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like, you have to put it out and be like, yeah, I made this video.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be like if I like edited a full like issue of Rockville Record and was like, I'm not gonna put this out because it's bad.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't do that.
You have to have people respond. I've made episodes of this where I'm just like, I really wish people didn't know that I said that. But like, you have to, because like that's how you build trust and how you grow as a craftsperson. Do you know what I mean?
Totally. Yeah. It's like, okay, you're never gonna actually be good at singing, Jen, if you like keep doing this.
Brittany hates.
But I love her. Is that like she's so like she's actually like no one knows like she's actually really funny.
Is
like,
she funny?
She's actually like, can be like so like she sits behind me in math and like we laugh all the time about like just like the stupidest shit and I'm like. I mean, she's like so random, but like,
yeah.
And she's like so like she can be kind of like dumb, but like
she seems
pretty, really funny in a weird way.
She seems pretty like theatrical about her intelligence, to be honest. Like, I feel like she's like will ask questions that she knows the answer to, and I'm just sort of like, you don't have to pretend to be dumb. Like, you don't have to pretend to like not know that like Romeo is you don't know. Romeo, like, you don't know who Romeo is, like, you know who Romeo is, you know,
yeah,
like
I've seen you know who Romeo is,
yeah,
you know what
I mean?
Like, mean
like it's and like no shade, but just like be blunt, you know, like you're saying, like don't be fake, like be honest about stuff. I don't know why you're pretending to be dumb.
Yeah,
you know?
Like if she can just like not be fake, she'd actually be so cool, which is like what's like the kind of funny thing about it.
Brittany hates Ashley.
Yeah, she like can't stand her, and she basically hasn't liked her since like May of freshman year. Like, they were, like, best friends from, like,
yeah.
Like orientation, freshman orientation. Mm-hmm. But you know how you, like, sometimes meet just those random people at
yes.
orientation, and then it's, like, okay, they're friends, and they're, like, such a duo, but now, like, they basically grew apart, and they, like, don't like each other at all, but what happened was, like, their moms became really good friends.
Oh, fuck.
So they're always carpooling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, Brittany, like, doesn't like Ashley, and she says she just, like, isn't a friend. Like, she's just not a good friend. Like, Brittany will tell Ashley stuff, and Ashley will, like, tell someone about it, or like she like won't.
Ashley is vocal.
Like, be there.
Ashley is vocal. Ashley is a gossip, and Ashley puts herself in situations that like Brittany does not go to. Like, she doesn't like Ashley goes to parties. Ashley goes to like she like do the group movie stuff. You know,
right,
like
yeah.
Which like Brittany would like like we all like her, but she like never hangs out.
Right.
You know what I mean,
yeah, and it's like I just think you have to like be a friend. Do you know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
And I think like Ashley just like isn't a like really good friend, which is really sad. But like, but yeah, Brittany can't stand her, but you know, like she won't stand up for herself. Like, she'll just like go along with it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she doesn't like Ashley like at all, basically. And her mom like won't let her not like Ashley.
Okay, then here's my question is it like a mom thing then that they both have like they both have the opposite yin yang necklaces, you know, like
right, yeah.
Like Ashley
well,
has.
Well, that was actually like the thing was that was actually real because they gave each other those for like Christmas freshman year.
Well, because I remember it being like a public, we gave these to each other. Yeah, and I remember that.
And
being
that's when they, yeah, that's when they kind of like became Brittany and Ashley. Mm. But now they both feel very like trapped in the friendship.
I mean, I understand. It's a shame that like, I wish they could be honest. I wish it didn't have to be you. You know what I mean? Like, I appreciate that, but I wish they could be honest.
I know. Yeah, like I was like, it's so, as I was typing up this headline to submit to Miss Muncie, I was like, it's so crazy that like, I have to be the one to kind of like do this.
Yeah.
But like, that's what's so hard about being in chief. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. I mean, you,
like when I was layout, I was like, I want to be in chief so bad. I want to be in chief so bad. But now that I'm in chief and not layout anymore, I'm like, I wish I could go back to those days in layout when I didn't have to be the one who kind of like did this kind of stuff.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Exactly. Yeah. And no one get like, no one, I see freshmen and they're like talking about wanting to be in chief when they're seniors or even juniors. I'm like, good luck. But, but I'm like, don't even say you wish you were in chief because you actually have no idea how like hard it can actually be in weird ways.
Yeah. Also, like, you're staying late. You stay at school like late.
Yeah. No, I've been there till like 5:15 some nights. Like, I've been there like really late.
It's bad. Tally, not Jewish?
No, fully Protestant. I saw her at my place of worship. Yeah. Yeah, she just had a really fancy, like, because the thing is,
did
like,
you go to, did you know her in middle school? I do her in middle school.
I didn't know her in middle school, no.
Did you go to that bat mitzvah?
I went. And okay. It was, like, so fun.
It was fun.
It was so fun, and, like, I guess she just, like, feels weird about, like, I don't know why. So it was a bat mitzvah, but, like, she isn't Jewish. She just, like, I think wanted it to be, like, a big kind of deal.
But she read from the Torah. Like, you remember, she read from the Torah. Like, there was, like...
I know. Yeah, that was the whole thing. That's why it's like so crazy.
Yeah.
Like, she like fully like, she fully, you have to almost give it to her. Like, she really like went all out.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's like not Jewish. Like, her cousins are, I think like part of it is like, because I know her cousins, and like her cousins are all Jewish, and they had these like really cool bat mitzvahs. Like, one of their bat mitzvahs was like old Hollywood theme. It was like,
oh, cool.
Yeah, it was like really cool. And you could kind of see Tally like wanting that.
Yeah.
And then she was just going to have like a 13th birthday, and her parents were like, we're gonna give you a really great 13th birthday. And like, I think her parents like in on it, because she was like I really want to have a bat mitzvah, and they kind of just like let her. But they're not like, the parents aren't telling like their friends or anything. Like,
that's so fucked up.
Yeah,
that's so, I it's think like that's so disrespectful. I think it's disrespectful too.
It's just so disrespectful,
and like, it's just like, it's not your culture, you know what I mean? Like, it's just not, and it's like, it's cultural appropriation, you know? That is textbook cultural appropriation.
It's exactly that. Yeah.
And like, also like, you could have a cool part. It's just like, to do like a lot. And like, I'm sure then the Torah stuff was like, I'm sure she was like,
when she was reading from the Torah, I got emotional because it was like so good. I was like, oh my God, this is so real. And so like, to then find out that like it was fake and she was like just a Protestant reading from the Torah, it was like so fucking like, I felt so used in a weird way.
Also, she publicly takes off school on the Jewish holidays.
Yeah.
And no. So everyone who knows, like, there's a lot of Jewish holidays that like that Rockwell Prep does take off, but a lot that they don't take off too. But they're like, you know, Jewish people can like not go to school that day, and it's not gonna be an issue. Like, it's usually not a heavy work day, you know,
yeah.
Because like they're trying to, because we have a lot of Jewish people who go here. But she takes those days off,
yeah,
which is like, so fucked up.
I know, and she'll like snap. Do you follow her snap? She snaps.
No, I don't do Snapchat anymore. It was like, I got too into it.
She'll snap about like Seder, like she'll fully snap. Like about a Seder.
Well, she probably was like her cousin's Seder or stuff like that, like you were saying.
Right, exactly. But she's acting like it's like hers. That's, and she like knows what she's doing. It's like, I don't know. And like, Tally's so cool. It's just like, oh, like this is like such a weird, random thing to do.
Yeah. That's like.
And like, we've had our problems for sure. Like, we got in a really big fight last year about like her not being a good friend to Megan.
Mm-hmm.
But like, at the same time, like, Megan like doesn't act right either. So like, I ended up being fine with Tally.
So what I will say about that is that like, I think like Megan blows shit out of proportion consistently. And so like, I can totally understand someone being like, oh, like I didn't know I wasn't being a good friend. I thought you were just like blowing stuff out of proportion again. Right. Cause like Megan, but, like, you know, Megan is like, she's a drama fucking queen, you know?
But the thing is, I didn't know that about Megan. So Megan, when he was telling us about Tally, I was like, oh my God, Tally's like such a bad friend. Like, whatever, whatever, whatever. And then I got to know Tally better. And I got to know Megan better. And I was like, and then I like, me and Tally ended up like going to Cold Stone and like just kind of like talking. And I was like, oh, actually, she's so cool. And Megan's like actually so dramatic.
Well, because I remember in the Six Flags trip, we were all walking around. And then like, you know, Megan was like, oh, I want to go, you know, I want to go to she wanted to go on some
Nitro,
ride.
Nitro. She loves Nitro.
I don't know. Is it
that's one of the really big drop. Megan's like obsessed with. She like runs right there. She waits for first row. I was like, Megan, like, we want to go on like other rides. Like, she's like, no, I like need to do first row. And I'm like, yeah.
Well, anyways, like Tally was like, okay, I'll see you. Like, she's like, oh, okay, I don't want to do that. I'm gonna like go to, I'll see you at Bumper Cars or something like that.
Right.
You
yeah.
know? And I hear Megan tell, I think it was like, oh, it was probably Micah because she was like obsessed with
yeah,
Megan.
Yeah, she's like, yeah.
Yeah, and she was like, oh my God, Tally. I remember her being like, oh, Tally totally ditched me. Like, totally made me feel bad about it. You know, like trying to create drama when I was like, no, I saw that. She was literally like, oh, I don't want to do that. I'll meet you at this other thing. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, like Megan will like do that. Like, she'll like do that.
Yeah.
So whatever, but like at the same time, Tally shouldn't say she's Jewish if she's not.
Yes,
you know what I mean. Like that is real, and like,
I want to jump in. Brie Ferguson gave Shane Trombino head in McDonald's parking lot while he ate McFlurry.
Yeah,
and she was bad at it.
And she was like, "This is according to Shane, but like, yeah, like apparently
I trust Shane.
Yeah, like I like Shane like is a cool guy, and like, they were like driving home from MJ's party.
Okay,
and her party 2 parties ago. And they were like getting stopped to get like McDonald's, and like you could like tell the whole like of MJ's party they were gonna hook up, but like then they like stopped in the McDonald's parking lot and like made out, and she like, but she had gotten a McFlurry, so it's kind of like wait till like he's done the McFlurry.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
But she ended up like giving, which is like I get it, like it was just like totally like it's like totally fine, like I don't think that that's like.
I feel like there are like, definitely dudes who would dig that stuff, and like Shane is just like not the one. You
right.
know what I mean?
He was like, yeah, he was like, let me get down my McFlurry, which is like, I get, but like, and then apparently she was really bad at it. But she also said it never happened. So it's like.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know, who do you trust?
Who do you trust?
I mean, yeah. I know Shane really well, so like, I do trust him.
Yeah. And like, he's like, I don't know. He's like going to Villanova, like, I don't know, like, he just, like, wouldn't, that would be so random to make up.
I know, and, like, he's, like, a good student, and he's, like, you know, like, he's just, like, there's no reason to make it up. Like, he's, like, you know what I mean? Like, uh-huh. like there's no reason for it, so why?
Right, exactly. You know? So, I don't know, like, Brie is just, like, I'm, like, friends with her sister.
Okay.
But, like, we just, like, have never, really connected on, like, that level, which is so, like, awkward, because I'm always, like, I'll go over it, and, like, her sister's a sophomore, I'm a junior, Brie's a junior, but yeah. It's, like, hey, I'm, like, here to see Sarah. So it can get weird, but like we'll like talk and like we're fine, yeah. But like I just don't always get her.
Brie and I were like partners for like a bio project once.
Okay.
And yeah. It was just sort of like pretty like it was fine.
I remember you guys being partners.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, did they choose?
We replaced.
Yeah, it felt so random. I was like, they must have been placed.
Well, no, it was because So I had picked Calvin, but then Calvin, like, that was when he broke his foot.
Oh, yeah.
And so he left school for a few weeks. And then, so she was the only one left. And she was already going to be a third on, on Lindsay's.
Oh, my God.
You know.
Yeah, that's Lindsay's. That's awkward.
Yeah, and so she, like, was like, oh, I'll leave that group, you know. And then, so we are partners for that.
Oh, cool.
And it was, like, normal. It was,
She is, like, good at science. You know what I mean? Like, she's good at science.
I mean, it's just so, like, she's, like, a good student, you know? Like, it was easy, you know?
She was part of my group project, actually, for the community planning project in sociology.
Cool.
Yeah, and, like, at first I was just like, okay, like, this is going to be such a weird group. Like, I don't know if Brie is going to do any work. She ended up doing, like, a lot of work. Like, she, like, ended up, like, figuring out all the finances for like community and like,
oh, cool.
I was like, okay, like actually, like you're actually really kind of like carrying your weight, and like, and I was so swamped that week, so it was just like, oh, cool, like this is actually cool. So she could be good at like a project or something.
You know what this reminds me of?
What?
Okay, I'm gonna tell you something that I bet you haven't heard before.
Okay, well, try me because that's a hard task.
Okay, so Damien,
yeah,
and Audrey.
Okay.
We're put together for like the baby carrying, you know, you have to carry that baby around,
right?
In like the, you know, in health class, you have to parent the baby.
Yeah,
know?
my mom had to call Mr. Davis and request that I be placed in a same sex couple for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's so cool. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was like a huge deal.
That was so
cool. We like
cool.
almost had to go to court.
Yeah,
and then yeah,
that was
I ended up being with Charlie, and it was like, whatever. And then Charlie's dad was mad, but it was like. Sorry.
Charlie's cool about that shit, though.
Yeah.
Like, he's
Charlie
like,
was so cool. His dad was mad. I was like, okay, whatever.
Charlie's dad is like, he's like a fucking like Republican donor shit. Like, he's like fucking crazy.
Totally. But I'm sorry, what were you saying about Damien and Audrey?
Damien and Audrey. So they get put together, right? And like, Audrey like has a little thing for Damien, and like,
yeah.
he may have been into it at some point. Like, I don't want to say. I think what probably happened is that he was into it and then like, got like a little weirded out because she was so into it.
Uh-huh.
And so she made him like a a cake, because it was like around the his birthday. So she made him like a really nice birthday cake with a lot of glaze in it. And he was like,
so weird.
So he puts it in his locker.
She put the cake in his locker.
No, gave it to him. He put the cake in the locker.
Yeah.
Puts it away, goes away. The cake tips over and gets all the glaze, gets all over his books, his stuff.
Oh my God.
And he blames her. And it's like super. And he was like, you did this. And she's like, I just made you a cake. You didn't have to put it there. And he's like, well, why'd you make me a cake in the first place? And she's like, I don't know. I thought it'd be nice.
So I guess I see both of their points. Yeah. Because they do like both have like points.
They
like,
do. Yeah, yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah. They were like, you know, I think they could have been a thing, but she liked him a bit more than he was into it, and then he got weirded out. He's also like, he's like weirdly,
because I remember he went to Cotillion alone.
Yeah,
I was like, that's like, it's like everyone goes to Cotillion with someone.
He's like a hot guy. He's like a good looking guy. Yeah, you know, like really, I'm comfortable saying that. You know, like he's like a good looking dude who like doesn't need to.
Yeah,
like he could be.
He could get girls for sure.
I know, like, and he like sort of. I feel like sometimes like. I think there's been a bunch of situations with Damien in particular, where like girls like put themselves out there with him, and he sort of like plays along, dates for like maybe a few weeks, and like nothing happens.
Yeah,
you know
he gets
what I mean?
Awkward.
He does get
he
awkward.
He gets really awkward. It's like so weird.
I don't know. He's like, maybe he's got intimacy issues. I don't. I can't judge.
I wish. I know. I'm like adopt him and like teach him how to like, like talk to girls.
Oh my God!
I mean?
Do like a queer eye for the. Oh, is that offensive? I don't want. I'm sorry.
No, it's not offensive. Okay. That is true.
Do like a queer eye for
Damien. Yeah.
Okay.
A queer eye for Damien.
That would be a cool episode.
Yeah.
Get Damien here and queer eye him.
Yeah, we could do it like in the paper. You know what
I mean? Oh,
that could be a really good like column.
That would be a good column.
Oh my God!
You should queer eye people next year. So, well, you're seeing your issue like because you can do a column.
That's what's so great about being in chief as a junior.
Yeah.
It's like so many times people like don't work hard enough to get it until before they're seniors, and then it's like, okay, you have 1 year, and then you have so many good ideas. But to be in chief as a junior, it's like I have so much longevity to kind of like play with that kind of stuff.
I wanted to jump in. So Trista's dad made bad investments and lost Britney's dad's money. This is something I want to talk about.
Yeah.
What?
So you know Trista's like dad is like a stockbroker or whatever?
Remember
he killed himself sophomore year and we had to have the whole candle thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like so sad, but it was like, okay, like why did you kill yourself? Like no one wanted to ask because like Trista was so sad and like I didn't want to ask.
It wasn't our place. Yeah. I'm glad I know this now, but like at the time, like what were we gonna, you know?
Yeah, like I was like, part of me was like, I should ask like as a reporter or whatever, but like I was like, I'm not in chief, like I'm layout. Like I was like, Melissa, the old in chief, like I was like, she needs to ask like Trista, like why did your dad do this? You know what I mean? Like. And like Melissa was like, no, it wouldn't be appropriate. Like, stop. You just do the layout. So I was like, okay, whatever. So we never knew. But like, as soon as I got in chief, I was like, I have to kind of look back and like. And so I started looking at kind of like his company's records.
Yeah.
And I kind of like gained access to those.
Okay.
And so he invested like all of Britney's dad's money, in this like new like. Like medication, like a pharmaceutical.
Yeah, I don't understand that
and
shit.
And it turned out the pharmaceutical like was so bad. It was like basically poison. Like it was supposed to help men's hair.
It's like
grow.
Michael Clayton, which is a movie I actually love.
Oh, I've never seen it. You have to write it up for I would love to get that.
I'd love to.
Yeah, okay, great. It was just like supposed to be like to help men's like hair grow back, but it turned out it like basically didn't. It was like basically it was the same company that does Extends. And it was like it just like didn't work. And so like he invested all of Britney's dad's money in it. Britney's dad lost all of his money and now they're like living off of just like her mom's like family's rich, so they live off of that, but they're still like really pissed. They could have been like so rich, and then like it's like all the rest of the town like lost so much money, and so like basically everyone was so mad at Trista's dad and he like couldn't handle it and he got so stressed out, and that's why he killed himself.
My dad was mad.
Yeah, right. Oh my God, you're a dad. Yeah, oh my God, you're a dad invested. I saw that in the records.
Yeah, he was it was a thing.
I would be mad.
Yeah.
I would be mad because you like trust, and like Trista's dad like seems like someone you can trust. And like it just like is crazy that like you'd never know who you can basically trust with your money.
For sure. Just going through these lists, this stuff I took. Oh, Lewis is bisexual?
Yeah, which is so good.
I just wish he'd be out.
Yeah, like I totally get being closeted. Like that's why I was closeted till like April of freshman year.
Yeah.
Like I totally get how it's like you have to choose your right time, but at a certain point, like since he is a senior, like now it's getting fake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, now you're getting to a point where you're being really fake.
And it's like you don't owe us anything, but you also like owe it to yourself to be like yourself.
Yeah,
your senior year. You
and
know what I mean?
I don't view it as like outing him in a weird way because like I'm basically gay too, and I'm like kind of like helping him into my community.
Exactly. I couldn't say it, but you could say
right,
it.
Right. Exactly. And I could run the story, and Melissa couldn't have run the story because she was, you know, hetero. But that's what's so powerful about being the first gay man to get in chief as a junior is like I can run those stories.
We get it. You're the first gay chief as a junior.
No, but it's true.
It's so silly,
but it's like this weird thing where it's like when you go through a gate, leave the door open, and like now I feel like we're gonna have lots of like gay men be editor in chiefs as juniors. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's like so like I don't care, but it's like I know it's gonna be a big deal for like future in chiefs
for sure,
and like basically like yeah for the paper, but.
Well, that's cool.
But it's really cool. Yeah. I love that Lewis is bisexual because it's like we don't have any like real bisexuals really at our school.
Well, here's what I'll say. There's been a bunch of girls who have said they're bisexual. Right,
Josie was like, had that whole thing. And I was like, I actually know for a fact, like you're only into guys.
Yeah. And like, I don't want to be that dude, but like, I kind of just like feel like some of them are just doing it for attention. Do you know what I mean?
I know. And I don't.
Is that bad?
No, it's like not bad. The thing is like, if someone's actually bisexual, like if you said Lewis was being bisexual for attention, like that would be like, so fucked up because he's actually going through that like journey of being bisexual.
Yes.
But for Josie, it's like almost mean to Lewis to say you're bisexual when you're not.
Yeah.
Because like that like takes away from his struggle.
For sure.
But yeah, like I just like know for like I was watching Josie during assembly, the assembly about guns. And I was like, I was like just watching her and like who, because you know like how you like, you know, you just like check out people at assembly, like it's like one of those places where you see people you don't normally see, and it's like
exactly, you see different grades, you like you get based on where you're sitting, suddenly you're with someone you've like know but haven't seen for a while,
right? Yeah. It's like, oh, you actually are like hot, which I never noticed like until assembly. And so like I first looked at Lewis and he was like looking at like Sarah Beth, and then he was looking at like Joe Malia? Yeah, and he was like looking at them both. Like,
yeah.
And I was like, oh, like Lewis is definitely bisexual. And then I looked at Josie, and she's like only looking at Joe Malia. Yeah. Like, I was like, okay, and yet you claim. And like Sarah Beth is like literally in her eyesight, like looking like snatched, and like she is like not, it's like she doesn't even notice.
What I will say is that like I've looked at Joe because he's like so ripped, and like as like a straight dude, like I like, you know, it's like, it's like amazing to watch someone. It's like a beautiful thing. Someone so like fit, you know what I mean? So like it could be that type of thing too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it could be. It could be that.
So who do you think is the, just to close it up, who do you think is the coolest freshman?
The coolest freshman. Okay. Do you know what freshman I actually love is Brianna.
Oh
yeah. Like she's just like, dude, like of those, of that group, like she's like so nice. Like she just like, is always in a good mood, and she's like actually really cool. Like she's like, she was like, of all those, like I was making my list for my black and white party where like everyone was black and white, and there was like, okay, like I was like, had my kind of like committee to like make the guest list, and people were like, what freshman? And I was like, honestly, like if I'm being honest, like none of like that class is like really cool. And then someone's like, what about Brianna? I was like, actually, she is so cool. And yeah, I think my little like sister in this weird way, like and I call her like my mini me, because she's just like, we'll like go like, we'll like get like Cold Stone, and like we'll just like get the same flavor or something, and like I just like love her.
I'm obsessed with that. That is amazeballs.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Thank you so much for being on the pod. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. This was so much fun. I'm so glad I finally got to like tell some of these headlines, because Miss Muncy's being like, just like she doesn't get that it's a paper. She thinks it's like a school paper, and like it is a school paper, but I'm like, yeah, but for me it's like a paper, and there's a difference.
For sure. Well, thanks for being on the pod.
Thanks for having me.
Great job, dude. That was
like, that good?
That was amazing.
Did that work? Okay, good. I'm glad. I had so much fun. Like,
yeah, no, I had fun too.
This like felt like journalism, like in a way that the paper sometimes doesn't.
I understand. I mean, because well, modern journalism is like media.
Right.
I mean?
It's like so, like, it's just like so, like, filtered. It just felt so good to be like, no, this is what's going on.
I know. It was fun for me to feel like I'm like a Terry Gross, you know, like, yeah, like,
yeah, right, exactly. Sometimes I was like, am I saying too much? But it's like, that's actually what my job is as in chief.
No, I'm actually thinking, I think I talk too much sometimes, and so I'm trying to figure out how to, like, you know, give the guest more space, because I sometimes feel like I'll talk over people, or like, I'll like, no, I just think I talk too much.
I thought we had this like really, really good ebb and flow, actually. So but yeah, it's so much fun. I've gotta go, because Steve is out, so I'm doing layout this month again. It's like deja vu.
Yeah. Well, before you go, is there any, I mean, like, is there, this is just for me, like off the air, but like, is there any, anything that you couldn't say in the air that you could tell me?
I don't know, like, my parents are getting divorced.
Forever Dog!
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.